This week saw a rash of health-related stories. There is a growing backlash over the appointment of a new boss at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital, who is also running another NHS trust and two hospitals. He is being described as two jobs, a name that may sit uncomfortably with the need to recruit volunteers to make tea for stranded ambulance crews. Meanwhile, another city dentist is dropping NHS services, and there are further fears about social care cuts, although Norfolk County Council insists a new adult social care survey is not a smokescreen for cuts. In case this is not enough bad news, the region's Mental Health Trust has come in for fresh criticism. Fortunately, we do have some good news on the health front. A new cancer centre has opened on Dereham Road in Norwich. But first, here is John to tell us about the man who is being referred to as two jobs.
The NHS Trust, in charge of Norfolk's biggest hospital, is facing a backlash over its decision to appoint a new boss who will do the job part-time while running two other hospitals. Nick Hume has been named the new chief executive of the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, but the appointment is under growing scrutiny because he will continue to run another NHS trust and two other hospitals at the same time. Critics have asked how the new boss, who has been dubbed Two Jobs, will be able to address the challenges at the NNN while also leading the East Suffolk and North Essex NHS Foundation Trust, which runs hospitals in Ipswich and Colchester. His appointment comes at a time when more than 8,000 of the NNN's patients are on waiting lists of more than a year for treatment. Meanwhile, staff, including junior doctors, continue to take industrial action over pay, and the hospital has a number of major infrastructure projects underway, including a new orthopaedic unit. The hospital also continues to work through a backlog of more than 20,000 patients awaiting elective surgery. Mr. Hume has only been appointed on an interim basis until February, when a permanent replacement will be in place. The two trusts which employ Mr. Hume have declined to explain exactly how his time will be split between them.
Ambulance crews are waiting so long outside hospitals that the NHS is looking for volunteers to make them refreshments. The Royal Voluntary Service has put out an appeal for volunteers for a new pilot scheme in its running along the NHS. The scheme, which is being trialled in Norwich, will see volunteers work shifts at the A&E, where they will support ambulance crews as they wait for their patients to be admitted. Volunteers will work four-hour shifts at a time, in which will see them prepare food, make teas and coffees, and offer further support to thirsty crews. The search is part of an extension of a similar scheme launched by the East of England Ambulance Service Trust, E-East, last year called Welfare Wagons. These are vehicles used by the Trust to deliver food and drink to ambulance staff waiting to hand over patients. Further information on the volunteer scheme can be found on the NHS Care Responder website.
Dentistry in Norwich has been described as being in disrepair as yet another of the city's practices goes private. My dentist in Barrack Street has announced it will no longer be offering NHS treatment and will instead be moving to an independent model. In a letter to patients, surgery bosses explained, "Some changes need to be made to ensure they can continue to offer the highest level of care." From October the 1st, it will be withdrawing from NHS dental services.
The way Norfolk's most vulnerable people are looked after could be set for major changes, but council bosses insist a survey on adult social care is not a smokescreen for future cuts. Recent years have seen a move away from costly residential care to supporting people in their own homes, As a Conservative, controlled authority looked to reduce costs and keep people independent. But the authority recently outlined how it needs to cut £64.2 million from the adult social care budget by the end of 2028. And with long-delayed government adult social service reforms, including a new cap on how much people spend on their own care over their lifetime, due by 2025, the County Council is trying to figure out how it will provide care. The Council is spending £6.5 million on consultants, Newton Europe, to consider that, and the Council has launched a survey called Conservation Matter. To help us plan, we'd like as many people as possible to take part in Conversations Matter. The Council says the survey at norfolk.gov.uk/conversationmatter until September the 1st is not linked to budget savings, but is about future strategy amid national reforms and increasing demands.
The region's Troubled Mental Health Trust has come in for fresh criticism over its data scandal, with campaigners branding its bosses disingenuous. The Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust published the results of its controversial mortality review last week, an independent study into how it keeps track of deaths in its care. Alongside the report, NSFT published a number of statistics it had collected independently from the review relating to the past 5 years. But campaigners have questioned these figures, accusing bosses of gaslighting and misleading the public. Among these was the number of prevention of future deaths reports the Trust received in the 5-year period, a figure it gave as 13. Between April 2018 and April 2023, NSFT was sent 21 of these reports. However, in collating the figure, the Trust discounted reports when the death occurred outside the timescale.
Hundreds more people have sought support from a Norfolk Cancer charity in the past year, with demands for its sessions seeing a 79% increase. The figure comes as the Big C, which helps people affected by cancer and their families, finally opened the doors of its new 750,000 support centre in Dereham Road, Norwich. The new centre, housed on the site of a former Blockbuster video store, will provide a range of support services, including confidential advice, counselling and therapies. And in the past year, the number of support sessions run by the charity swelled from 4,904 to 8,782. Melanie Pascal, Director of Charitable Operations at Big C, said, "Our purpose is to ensure we can meet this demand, and we are beyond proud to announce the opening of Norwich City Cancer Support Centre, which is thanks to a hugely successful public appeal which raised £750,000 to build, furnish and equip the centre. It will be open from 9 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Monday to Friday."
Our first feature this week was written by Mark Nichols for the first edition of the newly relaunched Norfolk Seeker. The editor of the Norfolk Seeker has given Chatterbox permission to use their materials. Mark Nichols takes us on a trip to Sweetbriars Marshes to discover how community action, combined with a grant from one of the city's oldest companies, has helped to create a new nature reserve. His article will be read by Ian Robertson.